He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's October the 7th. It is the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, follow the bouncing ball. We're basically gaining back what we lost yesterday. We'll get to that in a moment. Why the big major bounce here? But today we've got the Dow up 349 points after, what was it down yesterday? Let's see. It was down yesterday about that same exact amount. Follow the bouncing ball. You've got the Dow above 28,000 again. It has broke through that resistance level once again. 28,122 is where the Dow is at. We've got the S&P. You know, the S&P is just hanging out at 3,400, not going too far one way or another from that 3,400 level. It's up 38 points right now, 1.1%. NASDAQ basically getting back what it lost yesterday. It's up 124 points, 11,279. Small caps joining in the party today. It's a stimulus party. I will talk about that in a minute. We're at 1603 on the Russell 2K. Crude oil is down a dollar, 39.69. And gold down pretty heavily today, $17.20 per ounce, 18.91. Silver's down 3 cents to 23.90, and the bond market, which has been selling off lately, selling off a little bit to more today. You've got the 10-year yield right now at 0.78%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. 24 years at the mic, 24 years in the business. I would not trade that experience, the experience, for anything. Although it hasn't always been fun experience, it's all been for my good in molding me and giving me a perspective on the market that a lot of the short-timers don't have. Now, there's people out there that are more long-time than me. But I've been through two really bad bear markets, and I've been through the best of times. And I've seen times when it's the momentum stocks that lead the parade, and it's times when the value stocks lead the parade. That's why I believe in a balanced approach and always looking in that rearview mirror for the next bear market, which can be awfully vicious. Especially if you're retired. Well, we've got a good day today. Let's recap, all right? We had a pretty good day going on yesterday. And all of a sudden, I looked at the screen. I go, what just happened? We were up like 300. All of a sudden, we were down 300. I said, something big in the world just happened. Well, it was a Trump tweet saying, we're done talking stimulus until after the election because Nancy Pelosi is not dealing in good faith, was the claim. And that absolutely sent the market south. We lost all our gains and then some. Well, what's happened since then? Follow the bouncing ball. The door to a stimulus deal, which appeared to be slammed shut yesterday, is ajar again. Now, that doesn't mean that the two sides are going to come to some kind of deal between now and November 3rd, but at least the door is open again. And now Trump is tweeting, I'm anxious to get something done. Well, you know, you can just expect about anything from President Trump, and so now you've got the market basically gaining back what we lost yesterday. Now, overnight, the foreign markets pretty much reacted to the door being slammed shut on stimulus. Personally, I hate to see the market so tied to stimulus. You know, how much stimulus? Now you've got the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, calling for stimulus. How much stimulus till you break the back of the American financial system with all of the debt? Well, you know, stimulus on top of stimulus, and the market can't get enough, and it wants more and more and more. Well, anyways, international markets down overnight, and now they're looking at maybe a standalone bill. Let's just strip everything else away from the stimulus package being discussed. And let's just do a standalone bill for $1,200 stimulus checks. You know, we don't have the $1,200 times how many checks they're going to send out. You know that. We don't have the money. There's only two ways we get that kind of money. One is to print it, and two is to borrow it, or a combination thereof. Well, Morgan Stanley, they complete their acquisition of E-Trade, and of course, the acquisition of Ameritrade is now complete. Let's see, I don't think Ameritrade's trading anymore. Let's just check. Nope, gone. No more Ameritrade stock. All right, I guess I'm okay, because now Schwab, which just doubled in size, is the owner of Ameritrade. Now, I don't know when folks, my clients, will stop getting Ameritrade statements, and they'll start getting Schwab statements and Schwab paperwork and this and that. But suffice it to say that I now clear my trades, and my custodian is Schwab. Now, your custodian is a very important factor. I'll tell you why. There was a guy in New York named Bernie Madoff. You might have heard of him. He was his own custodian. Not good. He custodianed his own funds. When you opened an account with Bernie, he wrote a check to Bernie Madoff. Well, that's not what you want. You want a custodian standing between you and whatever broker you're dealing with, whatever financial advisor you're dealing with, because that custodian is the safe keeper of the funds that you invest. So, well, Morgan Stanley, if you're with E-Trade, you're going to be with Morgan Stanley. I wouldn't be too happy myself going to a big wirehouse firm like that if I was an E-Trade customer. We'll see how that works out. But going from Ameritrade to Schwab is, you know, pretty much half a dozen of one, six of another, but now we've got 12. TikTok passes Instagram as the teens' second favorite social app. You know, I have not used TikTok. I guess I have to use it, but then I guess the Chinese will know everything about me that they don't already know. TikTok is number two now. I know it's a video sharing app, but that's why this TikTok deal is such a big deal, and I don't think it's a complete deal yet. Last I heard, it was Oracle, a combination of Oracle and Walmart, that would be investors and partners in the TikTok Chinese app. But suffice it to say, it's a very, very big, big app. You got one out of three Americans using TikTok. CRISPR gene editing discoveries. Have you followed the CRISPR story at all? They had an interesting 60 Minutes episode, a couple of years ago, with this whole gene editing process, putting a gene, extracting a gene or two from you and putting it in a test tube, and changing it through computer programs inside the test tube, inside the liquid. Well, it's quite a breakthrough. Nothing much has come from it yet, but we're starting to see some gene therapy treatments. being used in different types of diseases. Well, Emmanuel Charpentier and Jennifer Doudna, the discoverers of a bacterial immune system called CRISPR, which stands for, remember this, it'll be on your test, clustered, regularly, interspaced, short, palindromic repeats. It's a simple gene editing tool that has potential to transform medicine. They are the recipients of the 2020 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. And, of course, the three biggest CRISPR-related stocks, CRISPR itself, CRSP, Intellia Therapeutics, NTLA, and Editas Medicine, EDEIT, EDIT. Want your genes edited? Well, it can be done in a test tube now, but it ain't cheap. That's the problem. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, when we close in on what will be a contentious election, to say the least. What are we, 26 days, 25 days away? Vice presidential debate tonight in Salt Lake City, Utah. White House on board with FDA guidelines for vetting COVID-19 vaccines. What does this mean? Well, it means that there's virtually no chance of a vaccine being approved before Election Day, maybe by the end of the year. I would say in the race right now, it would seem that Pfizer and BioNTech are the furthest along. In fact, in Europe, they are already have submitted a lot of data and looking for an approval in Europe for their vaccine. AstraZeneca, last I heard, was still hung up over the one person that got critically ill after taking their proposed vaccine. Not sure if that person would have gotten sick anyways if it was not related to the vaccine, but you know what? You want to check into things like that when it occurs. Pluristem to conduct phase two COVID-19 European trial in Israel. And of course, Israel is having a heck of a time with COVID. They remain in complete lockdown in Israel. Pluristem Therapeutics, PSTI, a minor player, but you know, you can't call anybody a minor player in this race for a vaccine. You never know. Pluristem stock actually looks pretty decent, PSTI. But they're no Pfizer. They're no AstraZeneca. They're no Johnson & Johnson. They're a little player. But they have received approval from the Israel Ministry of Health to commence patient enrollment in Israel for its COVID-19 Phase 2 clinical trials under the protocol that was approved by Germany's regulatory agency. So we'll keep our eye on Pluristem, PSTI. What do you think of the QAnon controversy? Well, Facebook says no. They will remove all QAnon content as of today. Howard Stern, no deal yet with Sirius Satellite. You know what? Look, I mean, I guess it's every radio host's dream. I'm not exactly a radio host. I do this as part of the... I spend 90% of my time, managing money for folks. But I have been on the radio for 23 years now. Howard Stern, his previous deal, $80 to $100 million per year. $80 to $100 million per year is what they pay the guy. He's hoping to get a raise to $120 million. Well, that's $10 million a month, okay? Well, that's Sirius Satellite. You know, that stock never really, I guess, it's made it's panned out to be something. It is a $25 billion company. But it's never gotten out of the $4, $5, $6 range. It's currently mired at $5.79. Has it been a model? It was supposed to be the model. But then along came, different ones. You've got Pandora. You've got Spotify. You've got all the podcasts out there now competing for listeners' ears. And Sirius, of course, has got some pretty big heavy hitters as far as content goes. There's 34 million U.S. subscribers on the SiriusXM platform. But I have never been an investor in the stock, and it has not been a very good stock to own. But it's been good to Howard Stern. He's made out just fine, thank you. You know, DraftKings just keeps doing equity offerings. Why is an equity offering? What's wrong with that? Well, every time they raise more money, it dilutes the current shareholders, okay? So DraftKings does another public offering of 32 million shares. Now, think about this. If you've got earnings, and DraftKings does not have earnings yet, but hopefully someday they'll have earnings, that is synonymous with profits. If you divide those earnings by 32 million more shares, what does that do to their earnings? It dilutes those earnings. It makes their price to sales go up because you're dividing their price to sales ratio to go up because you're dividing by a greater number of shares. It makes your EPS go down because you're dividing by a greater number of shares. But the stock down 6.4%. I do not own DraftKings. I made a lot of money in DraftKings earlier this year. I just thought it had gotten a little bit far ahead of itself. Well, if you're a stock technician, and that, I look at 700-800 charts a day. But a stock that I invest in has to have the fundamentals and valuation that I like, that I demand, not like, demand. I'm a demanding person when it comes to stocks. And it has to have that momentum, popularity, whatever you want to call it, in its favor, too. It's got to be moving along at a better clip than the rest. And thirdly, the stock chart helps me fine-tune where does trouble first show up in a stock in the stock chart. Conversely, where does something usually catch my eye for the first time? In the stock chart. Well, the technicians are cooing about the stock chart of Beyond Meat, B-Y-N-D. And I looked at it. It is a good stock chart. In fact, it's a fantastic stock chart. If you're a technician alone and looked at nothing else, you'd be hard-pressed to find a better stock chart than Beyond Meat. That's what we call a saucer pattern with the breakout. Now, Beyond Meat is currently ranked in my system, well, it's number 73 out of 5,407, but it is really an expensive stock. You got to realize that. I have taste-tested all of Beyond Meat's products. I have to say, they're excellent. I know they've added a couple items to their line. They now have breakfast sausage. I thought it was excellent. And, there's something about eating greasy, ground-up pork with a lot of fat in it versus greasy plants, there is grease that comes out of it, but it's very tasty. And I also tasted their sausage. It's great. It really is. And the hamburgers are quite good. So if you've got a cholesterol problem and you're eating too much red meat, too much red meat is not good for you. Eat meat sparingly is my motto. Beyond Meat, definitely worth a try. Excellent chart on that stock. I do not currently own it. I could be talked into it, however. You never know. It may show up in one of my portfolios at a point in the future. We'll just see. Well, we've got a lot of IPOs, new companies. How about the Tattooed Chef? Bullet stocks flying off the shelf. What's going on there? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. We're now up 442, so we're gaining back what we lost yesterday, and then some, a little bit. The NASDAQ, basically, I don't think we've gotten back what we lost yesterday. I think we lost 170 yesterday, something like that. We're back 120 right now. Follow the bouncing ball. I mean, yesterday the tweet went out, no stimulus. Yeah, we lost 178 on the NASDAQ yesterday. We're gaining back 119 today. The bouncing ball was stimulus off, no more talks till after the election. Well, that a reversal happened this morning. The market is drunk on stimulus. It needs stimulus to get through the day, I guess, to get through the week. And so stimulus talks back on again. We've got more IPOs coming to market. I've never seen a rush to the cash register, to the ATM machine like the one I've seen here recently. It is absolutely reminiscent of the year 2000. And not only IPOs, which are publicly traded offerings, but a lot of these backdoor offerings through the SPACs. And you've got some more today coming public. Nothing really jumps off the page. I guess there's one that I've already added to my app, FMCI. FMCI is a plant-based food company, but they announced today, in fact, the name of the company is Itella International. They also are partnered with the Tattooed Chef. Okay, now I haven't watched the Tattooed Chef show. Maybe some of you out there watch the Tattooed Chef. Maybe he uses only plant-based foods. I don't know. I grow my own lettuce. I had my first little batch of homemade lettuce, homegrown lettuce last night. It was delicious. So tender. Anyways, Tattooed Chef. They're going to change the symbol of FMCI to TTCF. So keep your eye on that one, all right? Now, if you look at the stock FMCI, on the surface you say, well, I don't see anything there about plant-based food and the Tattooed Chef. Well, that's because it's still a blank check company called Forum Merger 2 Corp, Class A. But it will soon be Tattooed Chef using Itella plant-based products. Okay, bullet stocks flying off the shelf. What in the heck? Olin International, which makes ammo with 26 days left before Election Day. Olin is breaking out. They make small caliber ammunition, O-L-N, and they're taking they're going to take a goodwill impairment charge. Let's just check in on some of the other gun stocks here. I hate to do it. Storm Ruger moving. What's the other one now? They changed their name, American Outdoor. I can't remember their symbol, but that's the old gun stock, Smith & Wesson, I want to say. SoftBank shares hit 20-year high. Well, you know what? SoftBank, if you're looking for a large cap growth stock, venture capital, they buy into a little bit of everything. They've made some horrible bets over the years. They've made some good bets over the year. But suffice it to say that this Japan company is now worth $133 billion. $133 billion. Stock hitting a new high, SF. TBY, the reason it has an I, Y after it is a foreign stock. but it trades on the American markets. SoftBank is currently ranked number 144 out of 5,407 stocks in my Best Stocks Now app. Now, if you get my newsletter, I have a premier growth portfolio, which is clobbering the S&P 500 again this year. And down at the bottom, I usually have a little space called watch list. I think I call it watch list. So I currently have about 18 or 19 stocks in that portfolio, and I'm always looking for new additions. If I can find something better than what I currently own, I've actually got a few vacancies right now in that portfolio. And one of those on my watch list is SoftBank, S-F-T-B-Y. SoftBank is up 51% so far this year, while the S&P 500 is up 4%. And over the last 5 years, SoftBank has delivered an average return to investors of 28.6% per year, while the market's delivered 10.8. So it's almost tripled the returns of the S&P 500. And over the long haul, over the last 10 years, SoftBank really has kind of Warren Buffett-like numbers. It's 18.4% per year over the last 10 years. That's doubling your money every 4 years using the rule of 72. And the market's averaged 11. So you've gotten pretty good alpha, but it's been volatile. It's a volatile little thing, SFTBY, for a large cap stock especially. I would consider it to be volatile. Wayfair deserves a higher premium due to the growth story, says Argus. You know, I'm waiting for Wayfair to make a penny. Well, you know what? Look, this year they're looking to make $2.30. I take that back. They've lost money for the last 10 years. But I think pandemic has helped them big time. And they're looking to make $2.30 in earnings this year. Here's the rub. It's a $306 stock. $306 divided by $2.30. You're looking at a forward PE of about 140. The sales growth, however, has been quite impressive. Their most recent quarter, get this. You want to be on the right side of the street with the pandemic as far as your investments go? Wayfair sales up 84%. And it looks like they're going to make that entire $2.30 in that last quarter. Well, we'll see what this quarter brings, but Wayfair has definitely been a beneficiary of the shop from home, work from home, exercise from home, do everything from home craze. And Argus likes Wayfair. They put a target price of $360 on it. It's at $305. I do not currently own Wayfair. The symbol is W. I've certainly bought from Wayfair, my wife and I. Wayfair is currently ranked number 61. Out of 5,407. I think I need to add it to my... Oh, it's already on. It's already on my watch list. And here's another upgrade for Amazon. There's hardly a day that goes by that somebody doesn't raise the target price on Amazon. I own Amazon. How can you not own? If you're looking for the best large-cap growth companies in the world, here's what Benchmark has to say it. They continue to grow unabated, and their demand is unprecedented. You think Wayfair has been a beneficiary of COVID? How about these apples? Earnings for the last quarter, Amazon earnings up 97%. Their earnings doubled versus this same quarter last year. Compare that with restaurants, retailers, others that have been hit right between the eyeballs with COVID. Not Bezos. His earnings up 97% in the last quarter. Sales up 40%. I guess you can say their growth is unabated and unprecedented. Now, here's the other side of the street, the airline stocks. Airline stocks rally after Trump tweets support. You know what? I don't know that I ever see our country and our world returning to normal again. What is normal? There's a new normal. And I don't know that the airlines are going to make a very quick comeback or ever get back to where they were. I would not be an owner of an airline stock. But they are rallying after Trump says we need to bail out the airlines. So you're seeing Love, JetBlue, UAL. They're favorites with the Robin Hood crowd. They love to buy beaten down stocks and get a bounce when Trump sends out a tweet. Delta is a favorite stock at J.P. Morgan. No thanks. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll come back with our featured stock of the day. Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, if anything, the market has gathered some steam during the show. I've been pushing as hard as I can, and it's working. Look, the Dow is up 450 now, 28,224, and the NASDAQ almost back to where it was yesterday. Not quite, but you've got the NASDAQ now up 133. We lost 178 yesterday, so, hey, who's counting? We'll take it. Well, a couple other items here, and then we'll get to the featured stock of the day. There is a little one I just wanted to mention, NEXCF. It's a little guy. It's about $250 million. I've just been watching it. It's shown up on my momentum charts. They have a competitor to Zoom technology. The world has gone virtual. And so I've got my eye on that one, but it's a little one. It's, I believe, out of Sweden, somewhere in Europe. Let's see. No, they're okay. Let's get right to the featured stock of the day. I like it. It's having a big day for me. Wow, we have a big position in this. It's in our ultra growth portfolio, and it has been a candidate. I have actually owned it in the ultra growth portfolio also in the past. It has been growing over the last 5 years. This is earnings growth by 86% per year. 86% per year. You know one of my philosophies and theories, and I think it's a proven formula, is stocks follow earnings. Indexes follow earnings. And when you've got a stock that's been growing by 86% per year, earnings that is, you can bet that the stock has also been doing well. Well, actually, the stock has been up over the last 5 years 31% per year. So it hasn't quite kept up with the earnings. But lately, the earnings growth is more in the 20 to 25 range. Okay. It's a $53 billion stock. It's not a super mega, it's not a FANG stock. But it is a pretty decent stock. It's out of Pleasanton, California. And the name of the stock is Workday. It's all in a Workday. We own it. We've had it for quite some time. Now, here's the particulars. Number one, it's in a very good sector of the market, tech. Okay, I mean, where are you going to get 86% growth? You're not going to get it at AT&T or 3M or Bristol Myers or something like that. It's expected to continue to grow by 24%. So it's a growth stock. It's not a value stock. It's not a cheap stock. It's a growth stock. Okay, and it's a large cap growth stock, so it fits in a large cap growth portfolio. Not a dividend, doesn't pay a dividend, doesn't belong in a small cap ultra growth portfolio. It's a large cap company. Now, my two required criteria, I have to be able to make a case for it from a valuation point of view. I do my own valuations on companies. I extrapolate out growth rates and earnings over the next 5 years, and I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate. That comes from my analyst days early on in my career. I was taught that method. I love it. I don't like six-month target prices. Flip a coin. Looking out over the next 3 to 5 years, I think we can make better projections and wiser projections. Well, I have a target price on Workday of $444. It's currently at $225. It meets my value criteria. It's not a cheap stock. If we were to go into a big sell-off in the market or a bear market, this is one you would want to be really, really careful with. But having said that, we're not in a bear market. We're not in a correction. We're still in a bull market that began again back in April of this year. So it meets my valuation criteria. Now, from a momentum and alpha point of view, the stock has beat the market quite handily. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 44% per year in returns to investors, while the market's delivered just 9.6%. So it's beat the market by quite a wide margin. It's been ranked as number 9. It was number 9 1 month ago. Out of 5,407, using my proprietary ranking system that I came up with, which blends valuation and momentum. 3 months ago, it was ranked number 31. It's currently ranked number 453, but it has a B-plus ranking. I like any stock. I'll consider any stock that has a B-plus, grade or better. So Workday currently fits my criteria. It is being upgraded today. What kind of price target are they putting on it? 260. See, they're short-term. We think it'll be 260 in the next couple weeks. But anyways, we'll make Workday our featured stock of the day. The symbol, you ask, WDAY. Okay, another rollicking show here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Follow the bouncing ball, the stimulus talks. Brace yourself for a coming election like no other. Vice presidential debate tonight. Baseball playoffs taking place. We won't talk about that right now. Maybe tomorrow we'll see. It's all in good fun, isn't it? I enjoy what I do. And you know what? No matter what kind of market there is, we can always find opportunities in the market. Always. That's why I have a relative ranking system, unbiased, that just looks at numbers and shows to me, hey, look over here. Look here. These are the leaders in the market right now, no matter what kind of market we have. Okay, if you'd like to talk to us, you know about our array of portfolios from the bond portfolio, which is steady as she goes, stable, to the dividend growth portfolio, to the large cap growth portfolio, and to the ultra growth portfolios. We can mix, match, blend. That's where Barry comes in. He's a CFP, Certified Financial Planner, Chartered Financial Analyst. We're always looking for the next best thing, but we want the next best thing for you. We want to put together your plan, your portfolio that best suits you and your risk tolerance. We've got them all sizes, shapes and sizes, and risk levels. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Check out our website. Get the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.